characteristics of a traditional diamond, beauty, durability you want, but at a 70 to 90% discount. See them in person at Vincent's and at VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
One of the leading columnists said that today Prime Minister Netanyahu, with these comments, was trying to appeal to his right-wing base. And he also said that Prime Minister Netanyahu was trying to seize the opportunity to use it, this confrontation with President Biden, with Washington, again, for domestic political purposes. We know that the Prime Minister has this coalition, which is the most hardline and most religious coalition in Israel's history. So again, some differences emerging between the Israeli government and the Biden administration.
Some differences, as reported even by the Israeli press, that they're seeing how there is a gap that is beginning to widen between the Biden administration's support for Israel against Hamas and the terrorist attack that took October 7th, because they're basically trying to say, are you really doing what you said you're doing, in the sense that you're doing precision bombing and you're not being indiscriminately bombing civilian populations? There is more action going on, and I'll bring you up to speed on that in a moment. First, thank you for joining us. This is hour number two of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA, back-to-back. If you missed the first hour, I'm going to tell you in a minute how you can listen to it, where to find it. But I'll remind you also, while we're on the air with you, we are putting up a stream for you, and you can see the stream and watch me in living color, or not, at Larry Connors USA Facebook and Twitter, our News Talk STL Facebook and Twitter, and, of course, on our Rumble channels as well. And if you miss any part of the video you want to see and or the audio, you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and you can quickly find anything you want of any program. And then you can also share the link of it to friends and family and even enemies if you want to. Get their heart pumping a little bit and blood boiling. Good. They may end up deciding, you know, that they're on the wrong side if you keep putting enough information in front of them. I'm not asking you to go out and start a conflict. We don't need to do that. We need to find ways to bring people together. But too often, folks are not hearing both sides of the story. On this show, I do have an opinion. I voice it, but I always try to give you balance and let you hear both sides. And I give you citations of sources, not like the Harvard president, just making up things and not showing where I got it, source material. I'll give you the sources so you can go look at it and read it yourself. You're intelligent. I know you are. You don't have to be spoon-fed or led around. And I certainly appreciate you listening to the program and sharing with others. By the way, as Israel is trying to press against the enemy surrounding it and right now engaging against Hamas directly in Gaza, still trying to dig down and get them out of the tunnels. Some of the Hamas members who were holding the hospital that had a command center and other things under it, they refused to give up. Well, finally they did. They came out without any shirts on, not showing any weapons on them, and came out and surrendered. And more have been doing that. And even more might, when the word gets out that Israel is offering a $400,000 reward, $400,000 reward for information that leads to the capture of the leader of the Hamas terrorist group. If he thought he was hunted previously, now he's really going to be hunted. And some of his own men might turn against him. And certainly Palestinians who have been subjected to Hamas brutality through these years and being used as a shield, and that's why so many of them have been killed, because Hamas hides under baby beds, they might well come forward and point him out. But while that's underway, there's also a plot finding a cache of weapons, Hamas weapons, buried in Germany. Seven have been arrested. Security services, including Mossad, stating there were three arrested in Germany, three in Denmark, one in the Netherlands, all taken in as part of a plot to attack Jewish communities in Europe. The Danish government is refusing to confirm or deny whether the arrests are definitely linked to those in Germany. But Mossad is saying it is. And they're saying, no, it's really just a criminal gang that has a conspiracy to attack Jewish people, according to another source. Whether they are Hamas or acting on behalf of Hamas or just incensed and willing to go out and kill Jews just to support the PLO two-state solution or just to kill because they don't like Jews. Apparently in Germany they found evidence and have stopped another attack, which is good. Trey Yinks reporting on behalf of Fox News, reporting on some of the latest action taking place.
We are getting some new information in right now from a spokesperson for Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, who just met with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Gallant told Sullivan, quote, it will last more than several months, but we will win and we will destroy them. An indication this is going to be a long war for Israel and their operations on the ground in Gaza will go well into the new year. It comes as fierce battles rage on in the northern and southern part of Gaza. Another Israeli soldier was killed overnight, bringing the total to 116 since the ground operation began.
And of course, 116, I know that those who are in support of the PLO and Hamas and those who hate Jews are saying, well, that's not nearly enough for the IDF forces killed. We need to kill more. And keep in mind, you had that and what the numbers they killed on October 7th when they went after defenseless men, women, and children, killing, capturing, taking hostages, talking about 12 to 1,400 just right there. And yet at the UN, the voice that's shouting the loudest is saying that we need to have a way to control Israel and back down. And here's the CBS report on how that UN vote went.
The United Nations voted overwhelmingly on a resolution to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza.
The United States and Israel, however, were among 10 nations to vote against it. Meantime, President Biden is criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war. Yesterday, he warned Israel is losing international support because of its, quote, indiscriminate bombing in Gaza.
These were the strongest comments yet by President Biden about the situation in Gaza. And I think it shows growing discontent in Washington over the Israeli actions in Gaza. Just days ago, we heard from Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying that there was a gap between what the Israelis were saying in terms of trying to protect the civilian population in Gaza and the reality on the ground. And a week ago, Secretary of Defense Austin said that there was the risk that because the Israelis were killing so many Palestinians that they could turn this tactical victory in Gaza into a strategic defeat. So today we heard from the Israeli foreign minister who said that the war in Gaza is going to continue with or without international support.
Now, that was a CBS reporter, and for the most part, he gave you facts, talking about how that UN vote went and what they are going to continue with or without international support, which you would expect. But they're also trying to point out that, well, you know, are we getting the right story from Israel when they say they're not being targeting or claiming that they are targeting on precision, or are they just being indiscriminate? Joe Biden raised those remarks the other day, and that was just the kind of thing for the UN group to pick up on. And, of course, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, had to address it with the press.
The president speaks for American foreign policy. The president speaks and has spoken in about our concerns over civilian casualties in Gaza and about urging our Israeli counterparts to be more careful and more deliberate.
You just said he speaks for foreign policy, and he said yesterday that there were indiscriminate attacks, which to the rest of the world is a war crime. So why isn't the United States now saying that that's what
the president was speaking to his concerns about making sure we're seeing the results that Israel has claimed is their intent, which is to reduce civilian casualties. That's what he's talking about.
Do you think that's what he's talking about, or is Jake Sullivan covering for him? And when they make the remark that, well, are we seeing on the ground what we're told they're going to be doing? Keep in mind, the civilians are in harm's way because Hamas will not let them go, and in fact is hiding behind civilians and the hostages. In the meantime, yesterday, President Biden had a teleconference with some of those who have members of their families being held hostage and tried to meet with some others as well at the White House. And we all want the hostages out. We do. And if it were your child, your mother, your brother, some relative, a friend, or even just someone of your faith or whatever, you would want them to be free. And Jake Sullivan said, we are trying to do it all for everyone.
President Zelensky's message was direct. Ukraine will win the war against Russia if more aid is approved. But his message, the contrary, was also true. If no more aid is approved, Putin will win. It's that simple.
That was Senator Schumer talking about Zelensky appealing for money. But Jake Sullivan, again, after listening to the report and the question from the reporters, was still saying, when it comes to the hostages being held by Israel, we do want all of them freed.
While we all want the war to end as soon as possible to stop the human suffering and to establish conditions for an enduring peace, something that the president and the entire team continues to pursue, a unilateral ceasefire with a terrorist group like Hamas is not the answer. As the president has said, Hamas could release the hostages today.
Today. And if they would release them, and Hamas would surrender, it'd be over. It's not up to Israel, it's up to Hamas. Which, by the way, Vice President Harris reportedly becoming more and more the face of the pro-Palestinian resistance within the White House, now pushing Joe Biden and the administration, get tougher on Israel. Do more to support the Hamas-led Palestinians. According to Politico, she'd been telling colleagues she wants the White House show more concern publicly for the humanitarian damage in Gaza. One person close to the vice president's office said she believes the U.S. should be tougher on the Israeli prime minister. Which, by the way, you should take note that Harris, Vice President Harris, trying to push more support for Hamas than Israel. There's a something that some might have forgotten to some extent, and that is her husband, Doug Imhoff, is Jewish. Or did you not know that? Now you do. Yesterday, the House passed 221 to 212 to start official impeachment inquiry. The House leadership says, we're ready to go.
The House has now spoken, and I think pretty loudly, pretty clearly, with every single Republican voting in favor of moving into this official impeachment inquiry phase of our constitutional duty to do oversight. So when a majority of the House goes on record in support of an official impeachment inquiry with the power that resides solely in the House of Representatives, this impeachment power, I think that sends a message. And as Chairman Comer just pointed out, we now think this helps us get the witnesses, the key witnesses that we want.
Yeah, and one of them would be Hunter Biden. He was supposed to be there for a deposition yesterday. Well, he showed up at Congress, but he did not go into the halls at Congress. In fact, he stood outside across from the Capitol building to hold an impromptu news conference, mainly to claim, I'm a victim here.
For 6 years, MAGA Republicans, including members of the House committees who are in a closed-door session right now, have impugned my character, invaded my privacy, attacked my wife, my children, my family, and my friends. They have ridiculed my struggle with addiction. They have belittled my recovery. And they have tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father, who has devoted his entire public life to service. For 6 years, I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine, shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here.
I am here, but I'm not in there. But he will be now after this official impeachment inquiry went through the House. I remind you again, it was a bipartisan vote, strictly on party lines, to move forward. And the White House press secretary, KJP, was asked, did President Biden know that his son was going to be outside making these kinds of remarks?
The president was familiar with what Hunter was going to say today. He's proud of his son. He and the first lady are proud of his son, how he's rebuilding his life back. He's going to focus on what is needed on the American people. Hunter, and I've said this many times, is a private citizen. And so certainly I would have to refer you to his representatives. I'm just not going to get into private conversations because what you're asking me is actually a private conversation. I'm just not going to.
First briefing since Hunter was indicted again in Los Angeles. Why doesn't President Biden just pardon him?
President, I've been very clear. The president's not going to pardon
him. President's not going to pardon. Well, that's what she says today in answer to Peter Ducey's question. And again, Hunter, if you listen to Hunter's story, and he's hoping he's gathered enough emotional support from his stance last night or yesterday that people are just, if it's someone who's gone upside down in your family, you want better for them. But they also have to be accountable. But what he's trying to do is point out that I am being basically assaulted because they're trying to get to daddy. And daddy did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. This is not an investigation. It's an inquisition.
These same committee chairmen have engaged in unprecedented political interference in what would have already been a 5-year investigation of me. Yet, here I am, Mr. Chairman, taking up your offer when you said we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. Well, I've chosen. I am here to testify at a public hearing today to answer any of the committee's legitimate questions. Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics, expose their baseless inquiry, or hear what I have to say. What are they afraid of? I'm here. I'm ready.
Yeah, but he wasn't. But he will have to be. Now, we're going to get into more and exactly what the impeachment process hearing involves coming up. And also, Hunter and Dems can call the impeachment hearing what they want, just as Trump did. But this case does have bank records as solid evidence compared to sources who never appeared. As Adam Schiff claimed, he had a source with great information. The guy never surfaced because either he didn't exist or they realized this is so full of holes, we present it, it'll shoot down our entire case. But despite all of this and the view of it, how damning is all of this on Joe Biden going into the re-election? We'll break it down for you. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
It's been a very busy year for Wellington Environmental. Tom and his staff had traveled all over making sure that minor issues don't become major disasters. Then there are the times Wellington is called in for emergencies, but nothing Wellington hasn't seen before. They have certified inspectors, chemists, scientists, environmental planners, and that's just some of their expertise. That is why the St. Louis Business Journal gave Wellington such a high ranking. So what will 2024 bring? No one knows, but if you take time to visit the Wellington Environmental Facebook, you're going to see things that might explain health issues at your home or business affecting you, your family, clients. Wellington Environmental Facebook. Tom Wellington and the entire staff wish you a blessed 2024. Your world, cleaner, better, safer. So, as always, be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very exciting what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for covering the local and
global. People, this is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local, really good.
News Talk STL at 101.9/94.1 and NewsTalkSTL.com.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you, why pay more than four? In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
I have a great whiskey suggestion. Stolach Whiskey, created using natural limestone filtered water from the Ozark Highlands, aged in Missouri oak. Next time, get a bottle. But if you're going to share with friends, you better get at least two bottles. Stolach has the Larry Connors seal of approval. See the full story at Stolach.com. Stolach, Stolloch, from Stone Ledge Distillery.
Well, I started out with $1 more, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. I'm gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Let me state as clearly as I can, my father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad, and certainly not as an artist. During my battle with addiction, my parents were there for me. They literally saved my life. They helped me in ways that I will never be able to repay. And of course, they would never expect me to. And in the depths of my addiction, I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest that as grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless.
Shameless. Hunter Biden does not make a victim. He wants you to believe he's a victim, but he does not portray a victim very well. And in fact, he's still trying to ignore and gloss over things that he did wrong, even if it's in a crack-induced coma. Now, one thing he said a moment ago, and I want to go back to, Quentin reminded me that Jim Jordan was dealing with that as well, that Hunter Biden is saying, why don't you have a public, I want to be in front of all the cameras. A deposition, let me remind you, a deposition can take hours to get basic information compiled. And the other important part of it, which Jordan did address as to why Hunter was saying, why can't you do it my way, the way I want to? First of all, you're being subpoenaed. You don't decide how it's going to be done. The second point is, and if you even followed the old Perry Mason law stories decades ago, when a witness is on the stand or even being deposed, you don't want the other parties that might be involved in either the crime or allegations of it to hear what they're saying. So if it's being deposed in public and he gives his answers, well, the others watching say, oh, that's my template for how I'm going to answer. And we'll all work together. We'll have this coordinated. The deposition takes that away. Now, once they are called to go before a full congressional hearing, it will be public. But by then, they have refined the questions, and they have already gotten comments in the deposition, and they can compare. Says here, you said this. Why did you say this in the deposition and saying something different now? You know how that's played. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not trying to play one, but it's kind of fun. Now, the other thing that faces this case, Democrats are running around, and among them, Jamie Raskin, Democrat, New York, saying, well, you know, there is no real crime. They're just trying to do, they're trying to pin it on him. And then I had a quote earlier from senior political commentator for CNN and former Obama advisor David Axelrod saying, they're basing an impeachment inquiry on something the president's son did. He said, I think this is an ordered hit from Donald Trump because they went after him. Well, we had told you. We told you back then, you continue down this line, you got to be aware you might be in the crosshairs next time. And Hunter Biden basically put it all together. And in fact, we knew going into that election, although the state-controlled press was not reporting it, there was a laptop. Hunter Biden's information was on that laptop. And despite his remarks yesterday, they're fabricating material. No, it's coming from your own words in many cases. And they stole stuff from it. He's talking about his laptop. No, you abandoned it at the computer shop, and they're written on their contract that you sign when you turn the computer in is you don't pick it up after a certain period of time. Well, it becomes our property to pay for whatever we did for taking care of it. So everything he puts up, it can be quickly swatted down. But the thing about the impeachment, official impeachment inquiry, that's all they did yesterday with the House. On party lines, vote to proceed with an official impeachment inquiry. Kevin McCarthy, when Speaker, had moved on doing that as well. But they were all saying, well, it's not official. Not official. It's one decision. We need a full vote of the House. Well, now they got it. And the Republicans voted 221 to go ahead and go forward with it. And, of course, on the other side, the Democrats put in their vote as well. 212 of them, and they say, no, we're not in favor. Well, it went right down on party lines. So the cry out now is, where's the impeachable offense? Under the Constitution, which some Democrats may or may not be aware exists, only when it's convenient for them, treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors, that's what the impeachment would have to involve. That's what this hearing will try to determine. Can we see evidence where President Biden has been involved in treason, which I think if you're selling out access to your office and anything of the U.S. to a foreign entity, that is treasonous. Bribery, if you're taking money for what you did, that would certainly fit that. Other high crimes and misdemeanors, well, you can pile on more from there. But you've got to prove it. And I will go along with the fact. You're going to have to prove it. But this is still right in front of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden going forward as we have the election proceeding. I'm looking at a piece that was put together. This is by Breitbart, but it's going to refer to some additional polling from various sources. There's an ABC News Ipsos poll that shows a plurality of Americans are not confident about how the Justice Department handled the investigation into Hunter Biden. There's a Yahoo YouGov survey. A majority of voters believe President Joe Biden committed a crime with Hunter Biden. There's another poll, TIPP, 63% say Joe Biden violated FARA, that's the Foreign Agent Registration Act, by assisting Hunter Biden in a Ukraine deal. All of those would fit bribery, treason, high crimes and misdemeanors, if they can be proven. But the news being generated, according to this column, and I will agree with it, happening in the midst of the father's reelection campaign, is just another issue the president's staff has to deal with. They got Joe Biden's age. If you missed it earlier, Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, in his usual style, was referring to a lot of folks think Joe Biden's first vehicle was a chariot. And then you've got the issue about Joe Biden's mental fitness, and you got the sluggish economy, all of it sinking his approval ratings to historic lows. And again, even though this is a Breitbart piece, I never try to hide the information from you. I'll let you know where I find it, where you can check it out and verify me. They refer to a 538 survey that shows that Biden is the least popular president in modern U.S. history. I would say in any part of U.S. history. Some would point to Buchanan in advance of the Civil War, but aside from that, CNN poll, 67%, CNN survey, 67% disapprove of Biden's economy as a top 2024 issue. Redfield and Wilton strategies. A majority of Democrats are concerned, in quotes, concerned about Biden's ability to perform his job due to his age. In fact, a Democrat strategist who worked on Clinton's 2016 campaign told The Messenger, it's a publication, of course, and pointed out, I have a pit in my stomach about it. The email controversy was silly, but it was made to be a distraction, and it worked. And the strategist added, this Hunter story has the legs to ruin things for Joe Biden. Another Democrat strategist added that Hunter Biden is not the biggest political problem his father faces, but the situation is an unwelcome distraction for an embattled president. That's kind of nice, polite way to say it, right? An unwelcome distraction as opposed to being a stick in the eye, a dog, you know, laying there on your plate. That's kind of the distraction you're seeing. But he says the situation is an unwelcome distraction for an embattled president burdened by concerns about the economy and age. And this source, Democrat strategist Brad Bannon, added, the controversy about Hunter Biden's financial dealings might play the same role for Republicans that Hillary Clinton's emails did in 2016. Now, House Oversight Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, I was quoting a moment ago, I said of New York, he's of Maryland, Democrat of Maryland, he's leading the opposition to the impeachment inquiry at all. He refuses to say whether Hunter Biden is hurting the Joe Biden campaign. In fact, he said, and he's been quoted as saying, I don't know whether or not it's hurting him. I hope the American people are able to see past it. They figure that this is their best shot to create a dark cloud over the Biden family and hope that affects Joe. The Republicans did not create this dark cloud over Joe Biden. Hunter Biden did. And you remember Adam Schiff on everything he said he had to impeach Donald Trump. And they would come out of their closed-door hearings saying, we got him, we're going to nail in the wall. And then they had their public hearings. There was nothing of substance. And when the transcripts were released of those closed-door hearings, which they will be from this closed-door hearing of this GOP House conference as well, those transcripts from the Democrats showed no one knew anything that was really damning. But they'd come out and claim they had it. And they had the state-controlled press lapping it up like thirsty dogs and running with it and then sprinkling it, you know, in the way I mean it, here and there, marking their territory that, say, see, this is the proof. And the point then was that find me the man, I'll find the crime. Remember that saying? Well, here we've got the crime. The point is, can we tie it to Joe Biden? We'll have to see. Coming up, the National Defense Authorization Act gets through the House, and then many conservatives are angry.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I'm always glad to have new sponsors, but I have turned some down. See, I only endorse clients if I believe in them. And I've been a spokesman for John Beal for 10 years. Through those years, listeners said they went with John Beal because they trusted me. And just recently, a woman named Mary wrote, "We got a John Beal roof based on your recommendation." Thank you, Mary, and all the others for calling John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ackerman Toyota has the 2024 models. You're going to be impressed. Check them out in person at Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. In fact, you've got to see the 2024 Toyota Sequoia. Very impressive. This is the time to buy and get top dollar for your vehicle. Looking for pre-owned? Ackerman Toyota can also help you. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is News Talk STL.
One of the five most traumatic experiences in life is moving. I can assure you that McGuire Moving can help ease that pressure. Moving into a new home or a new business, locally, internationally, McGuire is rated number one. More than 80 years of experience. Free estimate, call McGuire, 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuireMoving.com.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perished in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield is so luxurious you might think you have to be a member. You don't, but you will quickly see why Lit won the 2023 Riverfront Times Best Smoking Lounge, Best Smoke Shop for the second time in a row. Quality cigars, premium drinks. So join me at Lit, just off 40 in the district at Chesterfield. For special events, entertainment, always check the website, litstl.com. litstl.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So the House ended up helping pass the National Defense Authorization Act. The Senate had passed the bill Wednesday, and then late yesterday, the House voted 310 to 118. That means 73 Republicans and even 45 Democrats opposing this National Defense Authorization Act. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas put up a poster and addressed it in the House after the passage. He said, basically, someone explain this to me. The House GOP being asked by Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, GOP, to vote for this NDAA. In fact, he put it up before the vote. He said it's a bill that forsakes virtually all reforms passed this summer in the House, and to add an extension of the abusive FISA spying. And he says until April 2025 in the tweet he put out. But from what I've read of the bill and what I've seen, that the extension only goes through April 19. And they would try to negotiate additional legislation that would prevent abuse and yet allow at the same time some protection for our country from foreign spies and so forth. sometime next year in the chamber, so that'll probably still be carried on. But here's the chart that Chip Roy put up. And first of all, let me point out there is something good in this bill. There's definitely something good. It authorizes a 5.2% pay raise for members of our military. Well, that's good. It is the largest raise for service members in more than two decades. It's part of a wide range of provision related to service member pay, benefits, housing, and child care. And the final negotiated version authorizes $886 billion. That's an increase of $28 billion over last year. But how and where the money's being spent, there's the rub. The NDDA, the House GOP bill, as displayed by Congressman Chip Roy, the issue ends Biden's taxpayer-funded abortion travel fund. The House GOP bill said, yes, we're going to end it. Schumer's bill in the Senate said no. The compromise, no. There's no compromise there. Ends transfer-funded gender transition surgeries in the House bill. Schumer's bill, no. The compromise, no, it doesn't end it. It ends Biden's radical climate agenda. The House GOP bill would do that. Schumer's bill and the final bill, no, it wouldn't. Provide service members who were discharged for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. The House bill would protect those service members who were discharged for that. The Schumer bill would not have. And the compromise bill is there, but it's weak, according to Chip Roy. It bans drag shows and drag queen story hours on DOD installations, as the way the House drew up the National Defense Act. Schumer's bill would not ban such performances on military bases. And the compromise bill, nope, wouldn't ban it. The House GOP bill would prohibit critical race theory being pushed in our armed forces. Schumer's bill, no, we would not prevent it. Well, the compromise was, yes, it will prohibit critical race theory being pushed. Now, exactly how and why, that's going to probably have to be worked out in all the details. But the bill is signed, and it will be signed by Biden, no doubt about it. It would prohibit critical race theory being part of our national defense training or whatever it's being put into now. The House GOP bill would have created an inspector general for Ukraine aid accountability. That's the House. Senate under Schumer, no, they didn't want to create such an oversight. The compromise is, yes, there will be an inspector general for Ukraine aid accountability, but according to Chip Roy, again, it's very weak. Prohibits race-based admissions at military academies. According to the House GOP bill, it would prohibit what they want to do, prohibit race-based admission at military academies. Schumer's bill would not deny race-based admission. NDA compromise? Nope, not going to be in there either. Not in the final bill. Eliminate chief diversity officers. You know, the DEI that we have in our military. The House GOP bill would have done so. Schumer's bill, nope, not going to do it. And the compromise, nope, not going to do it. Now, here's the other part that becomes a real stumbling block and another point of contention between Republicans, conservatives, Democrats. But even, as I said, 45 Democrats are against the bill that is going to Biden's office for his signature. And that's the short-term extension of that warrantless surveillance of foreign nationals. Now, again, critics are saying we need this to safeguard national security. Others saying it's been misused already, and we've got evidence of that, of how it was used against Donald Trump and the FISA warrants. The Section 702 of the Foreign Intel Surveillance Act would enable the U.S. government to obtain intel by collecting communications records of foreign persons based overseas using U.S.-based communication services. And supposedly all these are governed by a set of internal rules to protect Americans' privacy and civil liberties. But critics point out, and rightly so, Loopholes will allow the FBI to search data it collects for Americans' information and do so without proper justification. So to that extent, the National Defense Authorization Act would extend the abusive FISA spying powers. That's in the new compromise bill that Biden will no doubt sign off on. As I pointed out, as far as the money goes, you're going to see basically the increase that's going to benefit also for our service people, that they're going to get a 5.2% pay raise. And overall, the national defense funding is going to be up $28 billion over last year. It's going to be totaling about $886 billion. Look at the billions we're giving away to Ukraine. I don't have an issue with this as long as some of these other items were addressed, and they weren't. The House went right down the line and said you cannot allow Biden's taxpayer-funded abortion travel fund. That did not get included. You cannot allow taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries. That did not get included. You got to end Biden's radical climate agenda using the military money and budget for it. No, that's not in the bill. And there's no money, I mean, there's no compromise in the bill that's going to Biden's office that would ban drag shows and drag queen story hour on Department of Defense installations and facilities. Did create an inspector general for Ukraine accountability, but according to Chip Roy, it's a very weak issue. And it does not eliminate chief diversity officers. So I don't understand how at one point they say they're going to deal with critical race theory, prohibit critical race theory, and that's in the compromise bill that it would prohibit it. And yet when it comes to actually eliminating those chief diversity officers who would carry it out, apparently that is not in the bill. I don't understand the difference, but what am I? I'm just like you, an American citizen trying to figure out where's my money going and do I want it to go there? And I do not want my money going to drag queen shows on Department of Defense bases, period, for adults or children. And I do not want Defense Department funds paying for travel to a state where you can get an abortion if you're in the military and paid leave while you're getting it. We're going to have more on this tomorrow because this story has a lot of legs to it. We're going to have to spend a lot of time breaking it down. All right, let me turn back to review a couple of things that we were discussing earlier. This regards the House official impeachment inquiry. But first, in the words of Hunter, Daddy done nothing wrong.
There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business because it did not happen. James Comer, Jim Jordan, Jason Smith, and their colleagues have distorted the facts by cherry-picking lines from a bank statement, manipulating texts I sent, editing the testimony of my friends and former business partners, and misstating personal information that was stolen from me. There is no fairness or decency in what these Republicans are doing. They have lied over and over about every aspect of my personal and professional life. So much so that their lies have become the false facts believed by too many people. No matter how many times it is debunked, they continue to insist that my father's support of Ukraine against Russia is the result of a non-existent bribe. They displayed naked photos of me during an oversight hearing. And they have taken the light of my dad's love, the light of my dad's love for me, and presented it as darkness. They have no shame.
They have no shame. Quentin, I'm going to ask, let's go through that again, because I want to stop at a couple spots and add some comments, because Hunter Biden is out there across from the Capitol going through these remarks, And everything he says can be debunked very quickly. So let's start it again and then watch for a stop and we'll deal with it.
There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business.
Okay. Well, now, financially involved means he would have put money into your business. I don't know that anybody said that Joe Biden gave any money to Hunter. The story has been Hunter was giving all the money to Daddy. So that is correct, I would assume, that Hunter Biden can say, Daddy did not put money into my business. There's no evidence that he funded any of my business. That's probably true, but we're not done.
Because it did not happen. James Comer, Jim Jordan, Jason Smith, and their colleagues have distorted the facts.
What facts? All they've done is put out the facts that are there. But let them continue again.
By cherry-picking lines from a bank statement?
Well, wait a minute. Cherry-picking? The bank examiner acting on a SARS report, suspicious activity report, which banks by charter must do and by federal law. And it was raising a lot of flags regarding Hunter Biden's account to the extent the bank examiner suggested as a fiduciary for his bank saying, maybe we need to cut ties with this guy. We don't need his money flowing in and out because there are a lot of questions about it. They're not cherry picking anything. They're looking at the examiner's report that's laid it out for them. Look at this. Once again, Hunter Biden.
Manipulating texts I sent.
What did they manipulate? They didn't manipulate anything. They simply lifted your text and put them back out. They didn't manipulate other than presenting them to folks you didn't intend to see them. Go ahead.
Editing the testimony of my friends and former business partners and misstating personal information that was stolen from me.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about your laptop? It was not stolen from you. Remember, you left it at the computer lab shop, and there was an agreement signed that if you don't come pick it up after a certain time, it becomes our property, so we get reimbursed for whatever we did for your computer. All right, let's continue.
There is no fairness or decency in what these Republicans are doing.
Oh, my God. There is no fairness or decency. And you make a pathetic victim, fake victim. You're not even a good actor at it. But let's continue because the acting is going to get more emotional.
They have lied over and over about every aspect of my personal and professional life. So much so that their lies have become the false facts believed by too many people.
Well, wait a minute. Why would they be believed by too many people? Well, because the evidence is there from your own laptop that you put on there. And there's the source of another issue he raises.
No matter how many times it is debunked, they continue to insist that my father's support of Ukraine against Russia is the result of a non-existent bribe.
Well, now, wait a minute. Joe Biden himself joked after he got out of the office of vice presidency how he bullied Ukraine, said, you want that $1 billion? You quit investigating that business, my son's associate. Although he didn't say it at that time, that his son was tied to Burisma. But that was a fact, and he probably did know it, yes. And that was extortion. And I would say that's amounts to a bribe. All right, let's try you again, Hunter.
They displayed naked photos of me.
All right. Where did they get those naked photos? Were they offered for sale somewhere? I mean, were they in a magazine? I overlooked. I wouldn't buy it anyway. But, I mean, they came off of your laptop, Hunter. You're the one who put them on there. Go ahead.
During an oversight hearing. And they have taken the light of my dad's love.
Here we go. Here's where it gets very emotional.
The light of my dad's love for me,
yep,
and presented it as darkness.
Yes. And
They have no shame.
Oh, they have no shame. I wonder how many times he practiced that in front of the mirror, that part where he pauses and gets almost to the point, my voice going to crack and cry. Let me make it clear to you. I feel for him as a human being who's totally messed up. But that does not excuse what he did. And he wants to stand there and say, but I'm the one accountable, not Daddy. Well, that doesn't work that way in this particular situation. And you're still not taking full accountability anyway because you continue to say it's all manufactured and using stolen information and making up and twisting words. No. And some of your own colleagues came forward and said, yeah, we were part of it. All of it needs to be laid out for the American public. That's all we're asking. And Hunter, if you have nothing to hide, you should want it made public. Actually, you have nothing to hide since we've seen your bare butt on your own laptop. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.